There you go.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be able to be on this call this morning. I did see the pictures of Mary Jo in Brazil, so we know she arrived. So that's wonderful. And I certainly want to take this opportunity as well to congratulate the Hilliker team for being the number one team on the Youth Face-Off Challenge. That certainly denotes that as a team, you guys have been really focused and working together. It was really impressive when we were looking at the numbers to see how many people out of the team of 10, I think more than 8 of them, had achieved close to 20 bottles of youth sold in that pretty much 4 to 5 week period of this contest. So I certainly want to congratulate you all, but I think, again, it's you know, whenever there is things happening, whenever there's good things happening, there's also good leadership going on. So I think that's certainly a great credit to Lydia and Mary Jo for all their hard work in making sure that you guys are informed, to making sure they're bringing you the up-to-date information, but not only just information, but inspiration, motivation, lots of knowledge. I've never seen anybody who really is as thirsty to learn and to adapt and to integrate some of the new things that are going on. And there are certainly a lot of new things. And now, new things not always good things, so I need to make a clarification that sometimes the basic is just as good as new things, or sometimes better than new things, but it's being able to be adaptable. It's being open to these things and realizing that from time to time we have to adjust our sails in order to keep moving forward. Regardless of which winds are blowing, you can always move forward if you're willing to adjust your sails. And I'm very impressed with this team that meets obviously every Monday morning at 10 o'clock for us, maybe 11 for some of you, and maybe it's 8 o'clock for some of you guys on the West Coast. And the dedication that you put behind being able to be on this call. So, again, lots of great things going on. And for me, I just got back from a week in Australia, 3 days in Hong Kong. But certainly my Australia trip was quite exciting. And I think it reflects a lot of what Lydia was talking about, which is this renewed feeling of hope that is existing today in Manatech. Some of you may be brand new, and for some of you, great timing. You couldn't have come in at a better time to be part of this Manatech family, because obviously you get to be, you get to experience that tide that raises all ships, and you guys are part of it. A lot of us, we realize that our job is to create an environment where new people can come in and jump in, and they kind of get caught up with the current. And right now what we feel is that this current is pretty strong. And it is strong because many of your leaders, Mary Jo, Lydia, and the whole team, and a lot of other leaders on the cross line, some of them probably listening, you guys have all been doing your part in just kind of moving around. I think it was Orrin Woodward that talked about it as a whirlpool that you can create when everybody is moving in the same direction in the pool, and eventually you create a current so that when people just jump into this current, they carry it with the current, and they, and it feels good, it feels right, and it feels effortless, and that's how it's felt lately for some people, is that all of a sudden the same things they did sometime back they are able to get different outcomes from the same activities that they did in the past. And that's because the environment is just right. And there's hope and excitement in the air. So what's driving that? I mean, I think obviously we've had some amazing results. Month of June was probably the best month we've had in 7 years, globally. I mean, it seems like everywhere we've seen some growth, and some places we've seen some amazing growth. I was just looking at some numbers this morning in places like South Africa or Korea. We've seen businesses literally just double since last year. That's pretty exciting. And overall, when I look at what's going on in the U.S. and Canada, we've seen some nice growth. When I look at Europe, that's been kind of stagnant for a while, we see some nice growth. Australasia is coming on strong again, and then you have your other countries like Japan and Mexico. Mexico has also had some pretty serious growth as well. So in general, as we look around the world, we're seeing this thing kind of take off all at once. I don't know how to explain this. I don't know how it happens. Certainly, I know how it happened when business goes down, it feels like it goes down everywhere. And then when it starts coming back up, it comes back up everywhere. And so I do like the idea of being on the other side where all of a sudden we are experiencing all these wonderful things across the world. And that's kind of creating this buoyancy, this excitement, this people having a renewed sense of hope. But the other things is, as we've been able to put our finger, because, success leaves clues. And as we've been able to put our finger on what's driving some of the success. And pretty much I can divide the world into two groups. I mean, we have Asian countries that kind of have their own system. Actually, let's say three groups, because I would say that that Mexico kind of represents its own kind of sub-market and subculture. And we've done it consciously to be able to create a model that really is more that's easier to manage in countries like Mexico, and creating kind of a pilot program there for other countries that are pretty similar to Mexico. But outside of Mexico and the Asian countries, then we have the South Africa, the U.S., Canada, Australasia, Europe, that can all kind of come together under this one system now we call the three-point plan. When we were in Australia last week, we actually launched the three-point plan there. As you probably noticed from Navigate Now and other things that have come from Australia, that they had started adapting some of their methods of operation to be similar to the three-point plan. So it wasn't like a new thing, but certainly the fact that the entire company now is focused on that, and that we're making the message to be very similar in all our English-speaking countries, that was exciting for them to know that they're not just kind of going off on their own, doing something totally different, but they plug it into something that's going to become pretty much the standard message and the standard mode of operation. So Australia is on board, U.S. and Canada is on board, Europe is on board. Actually, we're watching the numbers in Europe. It's been very interesting as we watch the numbers in Europe to realize that the places like in Norway, where the three-point plan was introduced sometime in last December, they are seeing an incredible increase as well. Even compared to the rest of the European countries, it's more pronounced in Norway, and that's because that's where we started doing this first. So all that to say, there is good reasons for us to really feel excited about the fact that we are plugging in and we're adapting something that truly not only has worked for the last 2.5 years in South Africa, but is also working in other places such in Europe. And now as the Australasians have taken on to it, it was just amazing to watch our leaders from Australia, Rod Gilchrist and James Hannon and Simon and many of them out there, can't remember all the names, but Chris Gregory and Sharon and others. I mean, it was really exciting to watch them from stage be able to articulate some of these things. We spent a day, 2 days almost, with the leaders. We created a mastermind with our presidentials there. And for 2 days, they had a chance to really listen to Vincent and Gary Asbjørgen. Gary is a brand new presidential as well, a star rugby player out there in South Africa, who has taken on to this thing with everything he's got, and just amazing young man. So the two of them, really listening to them and watching that interaction, and then watching the next couple of days after when we were in convention and how this all came together was just amazing. It was just beautiful to watch. And again, gives you a sense of, you know, renewed excitement and renewed hope. So for us, this is not a small deal. I think that this is definitely going to be one of those watershed moments for Manatech. We are truly shifting a bit, shifting the sails to be able to keep moving forward. And certainly the winds we're experiencing right now are pretty strong winds propelling us forward. So I hope that a lot of you, I mean, you've gotten familiar with some of the things we're talking about. I know that Lydia and Mary Jo both were involved in the mastermind meeting that we had here at the office a few weeks back, same thing, where we spent 2.5 days really learning and putting this thing into action. So I added to that, and it's wonderful when the stars align, because as you know, I mean, starting here in a few days, we'll be kicking off the M5M run out there on a China wall with ultra endurance athlete Jason Lester. Which for us, that's a big deal. I don't think that Manatech has really ever been involved in something this big, and actually is gone from just an idea, a dream, to a reality that's about to happen here in a few days, and to know that we are able to put M5M, which is our mission, onto a really global stage, And for us, at first, it felt like, well, this would be a great PR opportunity, right? Just put M5M on a global stage, having somebody like Jason represent it, ESPY Award winner, someone who has distinguished himself with doing some pretty monumental things over the years, like running across America in 70 days and so on. So to be part of something that big, that monumental, was just great. We felt, okay, that will get our name out there. The fact that this man calls Ambertos his secret weapon, as a matter of fact, I hope you noticed that we're calling this run, the M5M China run, powered by Ambertos, because truly that is the product that's made an amazing difference in the performance of Jason over the last 8 years. And this is, again, not one of those cases where we're paying an athlete to represent us on something that he's got no idea about. Quite contrary, Jason actually had been using the product for years, 8 years now, way before we even knew he was using the product. It was kind of a best-kept secret. So to know that someone who is that dedicated, that committed, that convicted about our product line, glycobiology, Ambertos, and all the other real food technology products that we have, is exciting. But at the same time, as we're launching this 100 days on the China wall and launching the three-point plan at the same time, which I'm sure those of you who are going to be at ManaQuest, and I hope that's everybody on this call, I would not miss this event. The South Africans has a saying, if you miss one event, you have a cold. If you miss two events, you have pneumonia. If you miss three events, you're dead. Well, I'm going to say this one, it's the cold, the pneumonia, and you're dead part only one event. I would definitely recommend that if you're on the fence about being at ManaQuest, definitely be there. We have both Vincent van der Linde and J.P. Koster, who's another very amazing young man, very dynamic leader, one of those guys that have been around since the onset of this system. And what two amazing ambassadors. And then Vincent will be with his wife, Yolandi, who's also a powerhouse in her own right. So that is going to be a very exciting event for those reasons. But even more than that is just, we're bringing everything into focus at that event. We have the M5M China run. We have new products coming out there. We have the three-point plan. We have youth that will, you know, would add, you know, winners. Obviously, the Hilliker win, team, the True Youth, I think it's called. Is, you guys are going to be out there. You're going to be paraded. You're going to be talking to the rest of the teams about what it took to be able to be to do this well as you did. So all those things would be incredibly helpful for everyone to really be able to come out of Mana Quest and really launch, you know, really into a, what we're calling a 100-day challenge. Now, I really want to talk to you guys about this because this is really, you know, we've done a lot of things lately, but this for me has holds a really special place in terms of what I believe it's going to do to move the needle in North America. I don't have to give you all the cliches about habits and why, you know, creating the right habits is going to be so important in your life. We all know that we are a result of our habits. You know, you either have good habits or bad habits or habits that support your moving forward and having success or the habits that are creating failure and disaster in your life. You know, we've read the compound effect. We've read the slight edge. We know that doing certain things, you know, consistently over a period of time, doing the right things consistently over a period of time will absolutely change your course so that when you look at it, you know, 100 days from now, you'll be at a totally different place than you were, you are right now or you've ever been. I believe that those 100 days could literally, absolutely, totally, radically change the course of your business and who knows the course of your life. And I know these are very strong statements, but I spend the week watching various different people, you know, million-dollar earners in our industry, and it's amazing how many times I heard something like, you know, I made a decision to really take massive action over a short period of time. And most of the people talk in terms of a 30-day blitz. So for me, this 100-day challenge is really a series of 30-day blitz. It's really compressing lots of proper activity over a short period of time and creating results like you have never created before. So what we did is we basically took all of these habits from the three-point plan. You know, you've heard about the eight course activities and other things. We put all that together into a list of things that really will become your daily mode of operation, daily mode of operation. And then we, you know, we give you an ability to be able to really chart yourself over a 100-day period. So coming out of Mana Quest, all of you, actually, you know, for some of you, you may be kicking it off, you know, August 1st. Jason will be on the wall anywhere between August 1st or August 5th, depending on weather and other things. But let's say during that time when you just kick it off, what we want you to be able to do is on a daily basis is to track yourself on some of these key activities. So let me read some of these activities. Take your product daily. Add a new name to your personal list on a daily basis. Share a promotional piece daily, whether it's a flyer, postcard, DVD, sample product, okay? The concept of, you know, one a day, 10 in play, making sure that you have 10 things out there at all times, you know, using these things as seeds that you plant out there, and then you go back and obviously you water it, you keep dripping on it, whatever you have to do, but that you got yourself out there. Folks, we are in a promotion business. You got to be promoting every single day, the same way that you show up at work every day. You want to be able. You want to do for yourself more than you're willing to do for your boss. If you're willing to show up every day and work for somebody else, then every day you ought to be willing to do something for yourself. Because these are the things that over time, when you compound this over time, as Darren Hardy so well explained it to us on the compounding effect, when you start compounding it over a period of time, the results will be exponential. You know, and there's something to be said about just this consistency over a short period of time, this burst of energy over a short period of time. So what better time than to do it while we know that another man, Jason Lester, is on a wall, on a China wall, running a marathon every single day for 100 days. Folks, can you just imagine what that feels like every morning when you wake up to go, I'm going to run another 36 miles, another 26 miles, another 30 miles, another, sometimes it could be 40 miles in one day. And we're saying, hey, listen, take your product daily. Add a new name to your list daily. One name a day. Share a promotion piece. Make one call, maybe two calls, maybe three calls in a day. Okay, give a business presentation, a full presentation daily. Daily, folks. There's something that happens when you do something over a period of time, when you do it consistently over a period of time. And I'm going to ask you just to remove, to be unemotionally attached to the outcome. Just do the habit, do the thing, do the activity, and stay unemotionally attached to the outcome. Because at the end of the day, you know, people think, you know, there's never been a bad meeting. There's never a bad presentation. What would be a bad presentation? Well, they didn't join. Well, is that really bad? Sometimes there's people you don't want in your life anyways, and God will really, really bless you by keeping this person from actually coming into your life. So when somebody says no, the way I look at it, it's just a blessing because, you know, maybe that person is not meant to be in your life right now. However, there is an intrinsic value to a no, and that intrinsic value is that when somebody says no or yes, whatever happens from a meeting, the most important part is that you had a meeting, that you know, because as you're giving a presentation, you are listening to the presentation, so yourself, you are convicted by your own words through that presentation, and in every no, there's a seed of knowledge. We learn a lot more from when somebody says no than when somebody says yes. You know, we get excited when somebody says yes, but we learn from what may seem like a temporary failure. But what you have done in our process is that you have now, subconsciously, you will start adjusting to be able to do a better job next time. So every presentation is an opportunity for you to become more of a professional at the skill of presenting. So some people want to be perfect before they go out and present. And I just say, just present. Don't look to be perfect. Just present. Just do the act. Because, frankly, you can never say the wrong thing to the right people. You can never say the right thing to the wrong people. So all you can do is do the presentation. And your worst presentation can have the best outcome, when sometimes your best presentation has a, you know, bad outcome. You know, again, there's no such a thing as a bad outcome because you learn in that process every single presentation. But I'll tell you what's happening. You are getting better. You are getting that edge. Every single presentation gives you that edge. And folks, you can't do this. It's like working out. You can't just work out once a week and expect to have tremendous results, because that's not how it works. You need to be working out on a pretty regular basis in order to be able to see results. I say that you need to show 20 plans in 30 days in order to really get much better at presenting the plan. And then your rate of success gets amplified because you are getting better in that process. I don't know if I'm driving this point home strong enough, but activity, 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 because every time you do something, every phone call you make makes you better at making phone calls. Every presentation you make makes you better at making presentation. Every name you get gets you better at getting names. You know, there's that initial awkwardness. You're going to feel like you're out of your comfort zone. Excellent, because, again, how could you expect to get different results if you continue to do the same activity? So we want to step up that activity, and during that 100 days, and I would break it up into 30-day pieces and really go for everything that you can during that first 30 days. You know, 30 plans in 30 days. That would be fantastic. 20 plans in 30 days. Awesome. 15 plans in 30 days. If that's 10 more than you did last month, that's good. Okay, because then the next time, the next 30 days, you go from 15 to 20 or from 20 to 30. There's no reason why you couldn't do 100 plans in 30 days. But that's something you got to get into a rhythm of activity, a rhythm of activity. Then we're going to talk about reading 30 minutes every day from a recommended book. And right now we're recommending two books. Start with a Why by Simon Sinek. And Leadership Revolution with Orrin Woodward. Those two books, I hope they are sitting on your night table. I hope they're in your car. I hope they're in your office. I hope they're everywhere, because what you want to do is you want to spend 30 minutes every day reading from that book. Also, listening 30 minutes from a recommended CD or MP3. I'm sure that Lydia will come back and kind of tell you how to get access to this stuff. But I can tell you, at ManaQuest, we'll be launching your 100-day challenge pack, which will have 14 CDs and I think two or three books. And that will be what you need to go through those 14 weeks of activity, which is that 100 days. And that's going to be pretty exciting. Then we want you participating in the corporate calls, on the weekly calls like this one that you're participating in. That's fantastic. Be prepared to join a meeting of some sort at least once every 2 weeks, and you're going to see across the country where leaders are going to start stepping up and actually setting up these biweekly meetings. So every 2 weeks there will be an opportunity meeting. And if for any reason you don't have a local one, I know that Mary Jo and Kevin and the folks here in Dallas are working on doing the Manatech now every 2 weeks, and use it to actually show the plan every 2 weeks. So for those of you who don't have a local, you know, watering hole to go to, that you can at least bring it into your house and bring it into through the internet, into your television, into your computer, and connect with other people and share this with other people. So that's the biweekly meeting. And then we're going to be talking about participating on a monthly event. Again, there's going to be a Saturday training, 9 to 12, again, right here in Dallas. We're going to be doing it at the office and also broadcasting those as well. And then we're going to be talking about participating in a quarterly event. So what's a quarterly event? ManaQuest is a quarterly event. Next November event in Dallas, Texas will be a quarterly event, where it's a little bit more elaborate, where it's a weekend, where we bring speakers from the outside, where really we push a lot of good content, good knowledge, good information to you all. And then the last part is probably, you know, the for me, the most critical one. One is, during this 100 days, we want you to, those of you who are hungry, those of you who absolutely want to do something and make a difference, you're going to be on a call with your upline once a week. It could be 5 minutes just to give a quick update on what's going on for your week. Just, it's an update call once a week. And then once a month, we want you to really sit down with your upline and do a complete business counseling session where they can go walk through your business, look at the structure, talk about your goals, talk about your plans. Because, folks, whenever you share your goals and your plans with somebody who actually has a vested interest in your success, there's a power of two people coming together in agreement, which gives, you know, would magnifies, you know, to 100 times that your ability to be able to achieve that goal. And the last piece is cultivate your dreams, your goals daily, which means look at your goals every day, which means you have a goal, that you will start this 100 days by establishing what is your 100-day goal. And you can break it down in terms of your business goals. Some of you, it's going to be also some personal goals. Like for me, it's losing about 15, 20 pounds during that 100 days. Outside of all the other things I want to do. Personally, I want to be able to do something that really gets me in a different wavelength of success. Because, you know, you've heard this, I'm sure, the way you do some things is the way you do everything. When you start having success on one side of your life, it starts showing up on the other side of your life. And the same way, when things are not going well on one side, it tends to show up on the other side. So we want to turn that vicious cycle to the positive. We want to be, you know, we want a vicious cycle of positive that leads to more positive that leads to more positive. So we want you to cultivate your dreams and your goals on a daily basis. Read your positive affirmation or your 100-day goal statement. Read it once, read it twice, read it three times a day. But at minimum, once a day, look at it and focus on it, because there's power in focus. There's power in a clarity of intention, because when intentions are clear, mechanisms appear. And I'm sure you've heard this before, but it's good to be reminded every single day when you look at this piece of paper, when you look at, you know, your iPad or your computer, and you go into your goals, and maybe it's on your phone. There's even some very cute apps out there on goal setting and so on, and with some reminders or whatever, so that, you know, 2-3 times a day it pops up and you read it. Read it out loud. Just read it out loud. Don't worry if the person next to you in traffic thinks you're going crazy. It doesn't matter, because, you know, we want to be the crazy ones. I'd rather be crazy and prosper than be really highly intelligent and stay broke. So I would rather do that. So, and what we've done is we've kind of put some points to this. So, like, you know, taking your product daily is 1 point. Adding a name to your list is 4 points. Making one call is 2 points. 2 calls is 3 points. And 3 calls is 4 points. So we've given it some points so that at the end of the day, you can actually tally up your points and go, okay, this is how many points I did today. And again, this is for you. And this is, like, you know, for those of you who are going to be like me trying to lose weight, I know one thing. The number one step to losing weight is getting on a scale every single day and recording my weight. I know that's how it works. So that's what I'm going to do. And he is saying, you know, again, that number is not an absolute. It just says, am I doing better every day? Each and every day, am I doing better? Did I do better than the day before? Am I progressing towards my dreams and my goals? Am I doing the things that others are not willing to do, so that I can live like others will not be able to live? Whatever drives you, whatever makes you really want to go out and do something, find those things, you know. And maybe you just don't want to stay average the rest of your life. You know, you don't want to just spend every day just, you know, paying the bills until you die. I mean, there's just so many things that we can kind of latch on as the things that we get emotional about. I want you to get emotional about your goal. You know, get a why that makes you cry, whatever. I mean, because if whenever you are not emotionally engaged in your goal, it becomes easy to not do it. Because that's the whole thing about all these things. Frankly, they're easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. So really, we need whatever crutch we can, emotional crutch. We need, you know, a community crutch. That means people around us that support us in our goal, starting with your upline, obviously, that you have shared your goal with and that you're talking to on a weekly basis, that you're counseling with on a monthly basis, starting with that person. But then everybody else on this call, every one of you guys that are supporting each other, as you did with the youth contest, I could see that. I could see there was a lot of that community support that really created some amazing results for you guys. So let's put that into the context of these 100 days. Guys, this is no small feat. I totally get it. You know, it's a 100-day commitment. But what if what you did in the next 100 days could absolutely change the rest of your life? Folks, I heard it over and over and over again, that what some people did in 30 days, how 30 days of compressed massive action absolutely changed someone's future forever. These $1 million a year earners being able to go right back to that 30 day where they just decided, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to be totally unemotional about the outcome. No's and yes's are going to mean the same, because for me, everything has the same value. A no has the same value as a yes, because no's are the way to the yes's. So at the end of the day, when the law of average comes in, every no is equivalent to a certain amount of dollars that you're putting in a bank, if that makes any sense. And I want you guys to really capture what I just said, because if you realize that there is a value attached to every no you get, because the no's get you to the yes's. The no's are part of the yes's. There's no other way around it. Most of us have spent all our time focusing on that one person that we know that's going to be a yes. So we spend 85% of the time on that one yes, when we could have, you know, we could have talked to 10 people and probably gotten 3 or 4 out of the 10 that we, because we're not sure who's going to say yes or no until we go out there and talk to someone. But no, we spend the whole time on that one. We get that one because that was a sure one, and we miss out the other 3. Well, you do that week after week after week, you can see how this will make a huge difference where you're going to be 100 days from now. Folks, commit yourself to the activity. Don't commit yourself to the result. Be totally unemotional about the results. Just get very emotional about completing these activities every day, watching those points grow every day, and watching and helping your people do the same. And before you know it, folks, in 100 days from now, you're going to be in a place like you've never been before. There's going to be things happening. There's going to be a sense of results. I don't know how to explain it. I just talking to someone this weekend again reminded me of this. You know, someone who literally had been struggling for quite a while to really get himself going, and then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, it may have been no, 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 and then it was yes, no, yes, no, 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 yes, 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 no, yes, yes, no, yes, 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 yes. I mean, yesterday I think he had somebody, you know, 2 packs sold, one for $700, one for $600 worth of product in one day, which had never happened before, but you know what? It's because of compressing the activity, putting the activity in, putting the activity in, putting the activity in, until to the point where now it's starting to come out on the other side of the funnel. And when it comes out on the other side, it's like you know, somebody just opened the spigot. I mean, the water just keeps coming. And if you've ever heard Zig Ziglar do the pump analogy, but that's how it is. It's think of it as the pump. You know, the old pump that you know the water pump, and you pumped and you pumped and you pumped and there'd be no water, and you pumped and you pumped, there was no water, and you pumped and you pumped and you pumped, there was no water. But then eventually there's a little trickle of water. But you keep pumping and pumping and pumping, and before you know it, now the water is gushing out. Mm-hmm. And at that point, guys, you barely have to do anything to the pump. You just kind of like let your hands just sit on top of it, because the water will keep gushing and gushing and gushing. Because what happened is, every time you were pumping, water was just coming out from the bottom, and it was building pressure into the tube. It was building pressure, building pressure, building pressure. Now, unfortunately and sadly, too many of us let off of the pump too soon. And we just never know how close we were to having the water start gushing. We just didn't see the water. We didn't see the results, and we stopped. And guess what happens when you stop? All that water pressure that you built on the tube just goes all the way back. And then you got to start all over. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. For 100 days, pump, 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 pump. Build the pressure in the system until the time where it starts gushing out. And when it starts coming out, folks, you can't stop it anymore. You absolutely cannot stop it anymore. So we have a wonderful opportunity over the next 100 days to truly do something historic, something monumental, something epic, as would say Jason Lester. Jason is going to write the epic story of his life over the next 100 days. He's going to put himself and his name on a history books. What are you going to do for the next 100 days? Is that the 100 days where you build your legacy? Is this the 100 days you'll be talking to your grandchildren about when they really want to know how you did this? You can go back to this 100 days and go, you know what? I was willing to put everything I had on the line for 100 days. Actually, for 30 days. And then the next 30 days. And then the next 30 days. And eventually, it created something that I would have never been able to imagine. So, folks, that's what I hope for all of you. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about what we're all about to experience. Manatech is in a wonderful place. As a team, you guys are in a wonderful place. You're coming from just having won this contest, which, again, it's a microcosm of life, folks. Success is a culture. You build a culture of success. So, and I give a lot of credit and a lot of kudos and a lot of congratulations to Mary Jo and to Lydia for really creating a culture of success. Small wins. Eventually, you're adding all these small wins, all the base hits. You know, a pennant is not won on home runs. It's won on base hits. Eventually, it's the base hits that makes a difference. Guys, let's decide to go out there for the next 100 days and get enough base hits, and you know what? And we're going to win the game. So back to you, Lydia. I think that's what I had for today.
That's fantastic. I'm ready to get off and get rocking and rolling, I tell you.
Super. Well, I know you are, and I know there's a lot of people listening who are as well. So I can only wish you a happy Monday, a happy week, an incredible next 100 days. May the next 100 days absolutely be defining for the rest of your life.
Yeah, Manatech won't look the same after the next 100 days.
I don't think so.
Super. Well, thank you, Al.
All right.
Thank you, everybody else, for being on the call this morning. We'll have this call posted so you can share it with your team members. And let's just go out there and make this. We have last week of the business period. Make it life-changing. So get out there and get things done. You guys all have a great week, and talk to you next week.